This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Mentoring the youth of America is an important task and often helps a young person find focus in their pursuit of a career. The field of construction incorporates many disciplines, and it can be a bit confusing to try and figure out just who does what. Linda Allen is an architect that started a mentoring program here in Chattanooga to help prospective students understand their opportunities.
The ACE Mentor Program is a national mentor program for high school students to learn about the building trades. It started about 15 years ago in New York City. A pretty well-to-do structural engineer was looking to hire some new engineers for his firm, and he was checking out his colleagues in New York City, and they were saying, you know, we're having a really hard time finding some good applicants for our firm. And they called the high schools and found out what was going on, and they found out the kids weren't really understanding, you know, that there were great career opportunities in the building trades. So he started this mentor program and came up with the name ACE. A is for architecture, C is for construction, and E is for engineering. What he did, which was very innovative, is he took the disciplines in the building industry that work together. He modeled this mentoring educational program for high school students to really follow the business model. He was finding that even some of the kids might have had a really great education, they didn't have a lot of real-world experience that they needed to be a successful new intern at his company. Working with the high school students and the colleges in the New York area, they developed a mentor program. They would reach out to students that might have an interest, and they developed an after-school program. So the students would get out of class, and if you had an interest in one of those three careers, his organization would coordinate and implement teams of professionals that would provide mentorship and guidance.
There are always construction projects in the works in Chattanooga. The mentoring teams will help promote the construction professionals of our future.
There would be an architect, a contractor, an engineer, maybe somebody from real estate like a building owner or a developer, and maybe even an interior designer or some landscape architect. So you have four or five professionals that would volunteer their time. The ACE Mentor Program is now a nationwide organization. It is a not-for-profit that has a nucleus in Connecticut, but what they've done over the last 15 years is we have over 120 affiliates. There's a lot of need for professions. I know the economy's bad now, and everybody knows the construction economy is bad, but there's been a lot of studies done by our organization showing that due to the fact that a lot of the baby boomers are retiring, they have forecasted there's going to be a real need for architects, engineers, and construction.
Allen sought the help of other ACE chapters to develop a program here.
We provide the students with four professionals that they can meet with and ask questions to, and we have an outline curricula that we follow. I started the ACE Mentor Program in Chattanooga. I saw the need, and I contacted ACE National, and I did some benchmarking. They were just unbelievably supportive. They got a great infrastructure to help us get ready to start a new affiliate chapter here. Our official name is the ACE Mentor Program of Southeast Tennessee and North Georgia. For short, we call us ACE of Chattanooga. There's a huge organization in Atlanta, and there's a very successful organization in Nashville, and I had no idea that it was there. So that was so great about it, being able to start it. I didn't have to start from scratch. I had a great role model. I had a great network and had a great support system, and they even gave us a little bit of seed money.
Allen incorporated the Nashville chapter's outline to keep the mentoring program consistent across the state. With the plan in place, it was time to put together the nonprofit organization.
Our board members consist of architects, engineers, contractors, and educators in the area. One of our board members is Nesli Opp. She's the professor and the assistant dean of the new construction management program, so she's just an excellent board member. So we have liaisons with the school system, both public and private, and with the education higher level, and of course, the professionals. So all the professionals are, of course, pro bono time. Currently have seven members on our board, and we're always interested in looking for new board members that are interested in giving back. So we'd love to have anybody a volunteer for that, and they can contact me.
The process is fairly simple. Working with the schools and the mentoring teams, the organizations match professionals with interested students.
What we do is in the springtime, we kind of contact the teachers and let them know about the ACE program, which we've done this year. And then in midsummer, we get everything all together. And basically what we do is we align our mentor teams. We're going to have three mentor teams with an architect, a contractor, an engineer, and an owner representative. School is just starting back now. We wait a couple of weeks for all the public schools and the private schools to kind of have maybe a 3 or 4 weeks under their belt. And then we're contacting the teachers now to say, please send us a list of the students you think might be interested in this program. Now, if a student wants to be in the program, they have to be committed to the program. They have to attend. So we want to make sure that the student is committed because they got to have some flesh in the game. The high school students, in our case, will be juniors and seniors. They apply online at www.acementor.org, and there's a student application section online. It's very straightforward. There is a deadline this year. It's September the 22nd. So we do need for this year, for the 2010-2011 ACE Mentor Program in Chattanooga, you need to sign up by September the 22nd.
This after-school program won't be just held on the school grounds.
The students will meet from 4:30 till 6 on Wednesdays with their teams, and they'll meet in various places. The team leader will decide where they will meet. They will have a meeting in an architect's office, in a contractor's office, and an engineer's office. It's pretty likely they're going to go to our green spaces because we're very involved with green building. They're going to take field trips to construction sites. They might go to professional offices to see what it's like to be in a corporation and do architecture, engineering, design at a corporation. Those are just some examples. Some examples from last year, we had a building tour, a construction tour of the Volkswagen plant, and the lead engineer on that project explained to the students what his education was and how he got to where he was, because that's what we want to do. We want to show the students the many career paths in our industry. We also teach the students how to do presentation skills that you'll be using in your professional career. We'll teach them about budgets and deadlines and technology such as doing AutoCAD and Revit, and there's a new program called BIM now. We'll show them about that. We'll also teach them about the green building and green architecture, and we have a new project this year that students will be able to get some points and learn a little bit about. If they ever want to become a professional lead AP, they can start on that path, and there's a very, very exciting program with the U.S. Green Building Council that those students will have a kind of a leg up against their other colleagues that aren't in the ACE program. They'll actually start learning hours towards getting their LEED AP accreditation if they so desire.
In addition to valuable information, students can compete for scholarships that can help continue their education in construction fields.
The ACE Scholarship Program is probably one of the best aspects of the program. It's multifaceted. The students get, you know, a wealth of information about the career opportunities. They get a one-on-one time with the mentors. They can even reach back to the mentors as they graduate from high school and continue the mentorship on their own if they like. Over the years, ACE has grown and has excellent reputation. And they have scholarships at the national level where large companies all across America donate monies to ACE. And at the affiliate level, we're allowed to raise money for local scholarships. What our job as the board is to raise money for those scholarships, and we'd really love to reach out to the community to support us. And I was very pleased to say that last year we gave away $16,000 worth of scholarships. We had 5 recipients. We had 2 for each trade, architect, construction, and engineering. Scholarships ranged from $2,000 to $6,000. So I think we did pretty good in our first year. So I do want the students to realize that there's great opportunities out there. Then I'd like to ask the community to support our group, especially the architecture, construction, and engineering community.
To learn more about the ACE Mentoring Program, visit our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.